Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Yotches, begin Amud Beis. Begin with Tesis, the Bemaskal Tesis, begins with the words of the Gemara, will be Shammai, according to Beshammai, Avagav, Dulay, Kovin, Maisa, Bechulu, even if he didn't do an action, etc., which really this belongs to Amud Aleph. Tesis comes to explain, first of all, the reasoning of Beshammai, regarding all the halachas of the Mishnah, that it's forbidden to be done in Erev Shabbos, and also the qualification of the prohibition of the Isser of Shvisas Kelim. The Gemara brought that. Now the Rav Yishai said in the name of Rabasi that who's the town that says Shvisas Kelim is the Raisa is Beis Shammai. So it comes according to Beis Shammai, whether there's an action that's done with it or whether there wasn't, it's going to be Asur. So Taisa says, Hashta the time of the Beis Shammai, now that we find the reasoning of Beis Shammai. For these halachas is because Mishum Shvisas Kelim, that we said regarding that Yanala put the wheat in to the mill from before Shabbos unless it's ground, is because of, as the Gemara concluded, if there's a problem about one keli doing malach on Shabbos, sahanach gimel babas kamaisa. So therefore, the first three cases of our Mishnah, of ein sharin d'yoyves hamamon. First of all, that you're not allowed to soak the ink and the herbs, and the second case of unen, of the bundles of flax in the oven, and the mitzudas and of the traps, that you cannot do these things unless they were done and finished from before Shabbos. Have mishum shvisas kelim, because their problems are because of that these tools. These utensils are beginning to be doing work on Shabbos. Shamalach anasis b'toich hakli, because the prohibited activity is being done in the vessel. V'nimtza shakli, yisama hamalach, and it comes out that the vessel is doing the malacha, as we said, according to Beshamay, doesn't have to be active, it could even be passive, but that's forbidden as Shvisas Kelim. But those are the first three cases. Aval, but says Taisis, Meichel Anachi, the other case of the mission that he disagrees with Beis Hill, from before Shabbos, selling to a non-Jew. Various la'abdon are giving the hides to the tanner, or the kelim lekayvus are giving the clothing to the launderer. Lo yavam mishum shvisas kelim. They're not all the same cases. Their bishamim does not say they're forbidden on Erev Shabbos because they can be done on Shabbos because of the kelim doing the malacha. Because the b'masha iris misabdon. Because this that you're because we don't care if the non-Jews kelim, and the fact that your hides are being worked through on Shabbos in the is a malacha. It's not the leather doing the malacha. The person who's tanning it is doing the malacha. So to the clothing that's being laundered, the person who's doing the libun is doing the malacha. Rather, time in the Asir B'Shamay, so why does B'Shamay say those cases are forbidden? That's Mishum de Mechlev B'Shlucha. That's for a different reason. That's because if we're going to let the non-Jew do it, although we're not telling him to do it on Shabbos, it's going to be confusing. It's going to look like he's his agent, which is forbidden. Shlucha Shalom Kemaisa. Alachinami, and therefore, it says Taisa, the same thing is regarding Mugma V'Gafras, regarding the incense and the sulfur, which is put beneath the Kalim. From before Shabbos, the Muki B'Samach, that shortly the Gemara is going to say that those cases, to answer the question regarding Shvisas Kelim, the Mantcha Aru, we're talking about that they're placed on the ground. So they're also, Avagav Shai Kelim, Al Yoin Mizgafim, and it's from although the Jew's garments, his vessels, are being sulfurized and also being dyed throughout Shabbos, Leishayach Shvisas Kelim, like we're saying, that really is not applicable to the problem about Shvisas Kelim. The fact that these garments are being done something to them, because the priest, like we explained, shakli she'ena malacha nasasbei, because the vessel that the work's not being done in it, ein behem mishum shvisas kelim, that's not a violation of shvisas kelim, and therefore, when the Gemara says it's not in the vessel, the fact that it's being worked on, also is not going to be a problem about shvisas kelim. It's only when the malacha is being done in it or through it. Meaning through it, but not done to it. Continuing next text of the Masechta, it begins the words of the Gemara. The Mafkur Lafkur, it's talking about where he made it Hefkur. Taisa comes to explain that this Hefkur does not have to be done in front of three people, and also one cannot rely on this Hefkur regarding other halacha like the Isra of Shvisas Behemta. The Gemara had asked, oh, since he's saying it's like Bisham and this is Shvisas Kelim, even if you didn't do a Maisa, so how is it permitted, let's say, to make beer in the barrel or to have the lamp or all these other cases where there's malacha being done in the vessel? So the Gemara says, really, truthfully, Bisham does not permit malacha to be done even passively with one's kelim. Rather, as we talk about that, he was like the Taisa of Maskel says, he was mafkrit, so it's not his kelim. There was no problem with Shvisas kelim on Shabbos. Now, says Taisa, Avagav damim in the Dharma, although the Gemara says in the Dharma damim him at all. They be in the hefker bifnei gimel, that generally when you want to make something hefker, you have to make it in front of three people. Achalei being here in this halacha, you don't need three people. Because the mistama mafkalu. Because we presume that the person is being mafkrit because he does not want to violate Shvisas kelim, and then we don't need to have a publicizing it as one would have generally in front of three people. That's not necessary in this case. But says Tzitzis Vein Lismachaz that one cannot rely on this halacha of being mafkrid lahasker nusl nachri lahafker, to, let's say, rent one's horse to a non-Jew, and to be mafkrid, say, oh, I'm not violating Shvisas behemti, because the Hachashani, Tzitzis says, here it's different, Mishum Deliyev Shabinach, it's not possible any other way. You can never have a lamp lighting on Shabbos according to Beis Shammai. So therefore, you're going to be mafkrid. But regarding renting a horse, you don't have to. Therefore, that's not a permissible way. Void moreover, says Tyson, she'in adavar, because it's you don't have that this thing of that he was mafka the horse, that it's mafursim, that it's well known, and therefore that's not going to be a good heter, because everyone knows that he did rent him the horse, but not everyone knows that it was mafkrin. And therefore, one should not use that, says Taisus, in the halacha of Shvi'is Behemta, only over here by Shvi'is camp. Continue next Taisus in Masl, there begins the words of the Gemara, Le'imali nachta mechulam, that a baker should not fill up the barrel of water and put it into the oven. Taisus comes to explain what's the reasoning of the Isser to fill up a barrel of water from before Shabbos and put it into the oven. So Taisus explains, it's kedemasik, like the Gemara concludes. It's a gezerah shemichat. We're concerned that one might come to heat up the oven to quicken the heating of the water in the oven. Now, it says Taisus, av b'yishis shoyis ha'bel ischam, although that there's so many hours for the heat, the water to heat up, because actually this water that he put in there for Shabbos is actually only needs it to bake on matzah Shabbos. So why would a person come to Mechatzah, come to stoke the coals? He has the whole 25 hours of Shabbos. Chashin neshamid stan, because we're concerned that it might cool off. Why? Why would it cool off? You don't want to do a high flame because that's going to go ahead and totally evaporate the water. So they would heat up on a low flame. And then you have to go ahead and stoke the coal so that it should keep on heating it. And therefore, there's a concern, even if you only need it for Matzah Shabbos, that's the reason why you're not going to fill up the keg of water and put it in the oven for before Shabbos. The next Tais de Masl, this begins with the words of the Gemara. It's a gezerah shemichata. We're concerned it might come to stoke the coals. So Tais comes to explain that really, even the questioner knew the reasoning of, in general, this halacha of shemichata, but that was specifically where if there's nothing else in between the thing that's being cooked and the coals, which the Gemara asks, since Beis Hill does not hold of the Issa Shrisis Kalim, so then why did the Brisa say that a woman is not allowed to fill up a pot with these types of beans and put into the oven there every Shabbos with chasheicha? And oh, so you're not allowed to fill up the baker, the barrel of water, and put into the oven there every Shabbos with chasheicha. And if he did, matzah Shabbos can be asked b'chadesh yasum. Now, oh, isn't that all like b'shamay, which is shvisa kem, not like b'shil? So the Gemara says, no, it can be like b'shil, but that's for different reasons. Gizeh shemichat b'gechom, you come to stoke the coals to really cook up these things. So Taisa asks, if you're going to ask, and Taisa has to take a second look. Mekara de la yada haitamis, and then initially when the Gemara did not know this reason, because it was only introduced at this point to the Gemara, then Tikshle Masneen, the Gemara should have asked from the Mishnah, the Basra, Batzle Beyim Bacharara, the halacha of the meat, the onion, and the egg, and the cookie, which the halacha is brought in the Mishnah later on of the Testament Beis, that you cannot put them in the oven only if they would be roasted from before Shabbos. Why is it be roasted from before Shabbos if you don't hold the halacha of Shemichata? So Taisa says, what you could say is, no, the Hasam Yad the Shabbat have a time of Shem Shemichata. No, the Gemara knew that. We weren't going to ask from that Mishnah. We knew about this halacha of Shemichata, where it is like in that Mishnah, Shein Dov Mafsik Benel Gechom, and there's nothing in between the meat or the onion, whatever it is, and the coals, because it's being roasted on the coals. But here in our case, when we're talking about a pot, the pots between the thing that's cooking and the coals, that the Gemara didn't know and thought maybe it's only Bishama, and that we have to tell you that no, that's even in that case, Bishama would agree of the Gzera of Shemichata that might one come to stoke the coals, even again if it's not directly on the fire. But when it's directly on the fire, the Gemara knew that all along of the Gzera Shemichata. Here next Taisa of Masl, Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Dimamegisba, might come to mix the pot. Taisa explains what's this concern of mixing. The Gemara asked, why does Beis Hill hold it's permitted to put the wool into the oven there of Shabbos? Why are we not concerned you might come to mix it? Meaning, what does that mean? But I would say, then, that would be a violation of dyeing, because when you mix it, it's going to really get absorbed the dye into the wool, which is not like the way Rashi says. He says that the concern is because of you're going to cut, that's a violation of cooking. When you mix, it makes it cook even better. But that's what Taisa says. No, the problem would be that of Tzeveya. Continue next Taisa of Masl, that begins the words of the Gemara, B'yera akur betucha. We're talking about the vat that was taken off the fire and it's also sealed, which Taisa comes to explain that why when you have the pot that's sealed with mud, that you're not concerned for this concern of magus, of mixing, which the Gemara had asked, we said in the previous Divrei Masl, why is, according to Beis Hill, permitted to put the wool into the vat on Erev Shabbos? Why are we not concerned that you're going to come to mix it? So he said, because not only is it taken off from the fire, it's also covered the seal with mud. Now, so therefore, it says, Taisus, so we're not concerned that you're going to come to uncover the pot and then mix it. Because it's not the norm to mix, like if you wanted to cook more or let's say to get the dye in better, it's very normal to stoke the coals. So, but to mix it is not such a normal way, and therefore as long as it's sealed with mud, you're not going to go through the effort to take that off so that you can open it so that you can mix it. But moreover, maybe actually it's very tightly sealed, the mud seal on the covering of the pot. And therefore, one's not going to go through the whole effort of undoing that. And again, therefore, as long as it's tucha, we're not going to have the concern of shema yegis that the person might come to mix it. Tinex says the master begins with the words of the Gemara, Boshel b'lei boshel aser. If it's cooked but not cooked, meaning it's only partially cooked, that's when the prohibition is. Which tells you to qualify, however, that if it's cooked at least what's called kamaychel ben dirsai, which is either third or halfway cooked, then it's going to be permitted to actually keep the food, the partially cooked food, on the oven, even if it's not what's called gar fakatim, even if there's no, let's say, call what we call blech. And we're not concerned shem yichata, which the Gemara had said that if it concerns for shem yichata, so therefore, a pot that's not fully cooked, if it's not fully cooked, then, meaning if it's not cooked at all, then you're allowed to put it on. But it's not going to be considered shem yichata. If it's totally cooked, it's also permitted because it's not going to be mechata. When's the problem? Is when it's what's called bashal b'lay bashal, where it started cooking but didn't fully cook yet, then you could turn shem yichata because you wanted to cook so you could eat on Shabbos. So Taisus qualifies this case, and he says, what you have to say is the lohav kamechah ben yersoy. But when we say it wasn't fully cooked, but it wasn't even at least that of the bandit called ben yersoy, how he would eat his meat, because the avik kamechah ben yersoy, which as Taisus rules is dalacha, because if it would be at least a third or a halfway cooked, sure, lashreisagabekiri, you actually would be permitted to leave it on the oven, avapisha in the guvikatumi, even if the ashes were not covered or shoveled out, because that is already considered fully cooked in that sense that you're not going to come to stoke the coals. Rather, must be talking about when we say it's not fully cooked. It's not even like the shear of Michael Bendrisar. Tim next tells their mascot, begins the words of the Gemara, Hibistra the God give a shark. This meat of a kid goat and the oven is sealed. Which tells you to explain that from this point on, the Gemara is talking about roasting and not cooking in the pot. That is, the Gemara brought that anything that's found in the oven, and if one would open up the draft, would harm the meat that's cooking, we're not concerned you're going to open up the oven to stoke the coals which are there on the bottom. You're therefore allowed to leave it in the oven, and therefore kid goat meat, which is very soft, a draft would harm it, the cooking, and if the opening is sealed with mud, so then you're allowed to leave it in the oven because we're not concerned of shem yichat. Says Taisus, Mefarsh Bahag, the Bahag explains, the Mekam Ve'elech. From this point on in the Gemara, in other words, whatever the Gemara is going to say now regarding the kid goat and the ram meat, or if it's sealed or not, all these halachas are Ari Betzali. They're all talking about roasting. In other words, it's roasting on a spit or in an oven, but not in a pot. And V'chemash Mesotu, it sounds like the Ma'isei Allah, from the fact that the Gemara brings on this discussion and says, oh, what do you do with the Mishnah of Ein Tzoylin Basar Batzlabeya? Then that's talking about roasting. So therefore, you see that this discussion is regarding roasting. Now, the comment of Perek Nami Ma'isla, and so too later on the Perek, the Gemara brings this halacha Amishal Shem as a Pesach regarding lowering down the carbon Pesach, which is also a roasting, and that's where this whole discussion is applicable. Now, Olahachi therefore says, Taisus Barcha B'lei Shark, when you have an adult ram and the oven is not sealed, then Asa Filu B'chaya. Then it's going to be Asa even if the meat is totally raw, which is not cooked at all. But what I mean, didn't we say in our Gemara that Kidru Chaya, that it's going to be permitted to put it Erev Shabbos even right before it becomes Shabbos, and we're not concerned the Shem Yichata? Oh, because that's what Taisus says, because Kivin de Mayer Betzali, since our Gemara at this point is talking about roasting, and roasting does not take a long time, Rola Oichle B'layla, it actually would be fit to eat at night time, and then Revas Lechatu, you're going to come to stoke the coals, because the whole reason of Kidru Chaya that's permitted Erev Shabbos right before is because it's going to take a long time, so you're not going to come to do it to Friday night meal, and by Shabbos day meal is already going to be cooked. But by roasting, which actually, even if you put on right before Shabbos, it could still be fit to eat at nighttime. Therefore, yeah, the concern is going to be aslachatuye, even by totally raw meat of an adult ram. Turn next to their mask, as begins the words of the Gemara, Hasam b'bisar gumi. They were talking about meat on the coals. Which Tosfos comes to explain, first of all, how is Rav Asher going to explain this halacha that you don't roast meat and onions and eggs only if it was roasted from before Shabbos? And also that the halacha is not like Rav Asher. And the Gemara had asked, according to the Igadami, which is the second version, that the kid goat meat, even if the oven is not sealed, everyone holds you allowed to put it in the oven. And regarding the ram meat, if the oven is sealed, is also permitted. The whole machlekes was regarding if you have the ram meat and an open oven. Yirmiyah says that's forbidden, Rashi says permitted. Now the Gemara asks, oh, if so, how's Rav Asher going to explain the Mishlein on the New Testament base? It says, you're not allowed to roast meat, which is one of the cases, unless it was roasted from before Shabbos. He holds every meat you're allowed to roast. And the Gemara says, no, as our Tesh Maskel quotes, that's Tumah Bebisar Gumi. You're putting it literally on the coals. In other words, not even covered at all. So that's where Rav Asher is going to agree that then you do have a concern with Isha Mechat. It says, Tesh Mimtem, if you're going to say, according to Rav Ashi, it says that yes, you're allowed to put on even an adult ram, and even if the oven's not sealed, because as our Gemara is concluding, the only case he's concerned about of Shemichat is if you have the meat literally on the coals itself, it's not covered at all. But then Tikshu Lemasnin, you have a difficulty in that Mishnah. They know it's not pas matechatanim. We have the Mishnah says something you test him a base. You now put bread into an oven right before Shabbos, unless if the bread is at least crusted from before Shabbos, because we could turn Shemichata. But according to Rav Ashi, anything that's in the oven, as long as it's somewhat covered, you're not concerned from Shemichata. But moreover, the halacha mishalsh nasa pesach, that you let alone now in the carbon pesach in the oven, Erev Shabbos, right before it gets dark, and not concerned from Shemichata. I mean, the Gemara says, my tem, what's the reason? Shem the Mnechabur's reason, because we said, because the people of the group making the carbon pesach, they have alacrity. And therefore, we're not concerned. Can the mefarish come on? Like the Gemara said, later on the v'chofam itself. Therefore, they're not going to become shemichat. But says Taisus, but v'habalavachinamishar. Wouldn't be according to Rav Ashi. Even without this, is going to be permitted because since it's in an oven, so now we're not concerned for shemichat. So what do you have to say? Because b'nei chaburah's reasoning. So Taisus v'shem. What you could say is because the ma'iri shehatanur. It's talking about with the oven, whether the case of the bread or the carbon pesach that's found in there is patuach. It's open. And the coals are right beneath the bread of the Karm Pesach, which are very easy to go ahead and stoke it. The Hava Kamei Bistar Gurmi. So essentially, that's really like the case of the meat on the coals, because although it's cold in the oven, it's not really covered at all. And that's why, according to Rav Ashi, it would be forbidden, unless if you had, let's say, the Tama B'nei Chaburah's reasoning, or like the Mishnah says over there, has to be Karmu Panel of the bread. Now, it says, Taisa V'Nira, it would seem, the Ein Halacha Rav Ashi B'Hai Lishno. The Halacha does not follow like Rav Ashi in this second version. The Shori Barcha B'Leshok, that he permits even an adult ram with the oven not being sealed. Why? Because the Sugya Delil Kama, the Gemara previously says regarding a previous Sugya of the bundles of flax, that Basil permits to put into the oven there of Shabbos even right before it gets dark. And we're not concerned with Shemichat. It says the Gemara, why? Keeping the Kash Lezika, since the draft would be harmful for the bundles of flax, Loi Megalala. So he's not going to uncover it, and therefore he's not going to become to Yichat. So says Taisus Loyasi Kavasei. That sugya, which sounds like halach lemaisa, is not like Rav Ashi, because according to him, even something that's not harmful, the draft, like the ram meat, if it's in an oven, we're still not concerned with shemichat, and you don't have to come onto the reason of kosh lezika. And says Taisus, but so to begin sugya will come on to the sugya later on. Gabe b'nei chabur, this reason when they're talking about the people part of the carbon pesach chabur, that they have alacrity, which the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Even if the Nod's reason, it should still be permitted. Because the Gemara says over here that the meat of a kid goat is permitted to put in the oven. And even if the opening is not sealed, we're not going to Shemichat. Why? Because the draft is harmful for it. Which the Mishnah, the Gemara answers, that we permit to keep the kid goat meat. And we're not going to Shemichat. That's Tomat Minatach, where the kid goat meat was cut up into small pieces, pirish, and that's where the kosh lezika. That's where the draft is going to be harmful for it, and therefore you're not concerned for shemichata. The high, but the meat of the carbon pesach, which is whole and intact, leimanatach, where it's not cut up into pieces, there the draft is not harmful for it, and therefore there, yes, you have to be concerned for shemichata if you did not have the reasoning of the b'nei chabur being his reason. Now, that's what the Gemara answers. But says Teisel Rav Ashi, even if the draft is not harmful for it, shari, it's permitted to keep it in the oven, because he says as long as it's covered. It's only when it's open on the coals it's forbidden. So since from the two sugyas in the Gemara, it's obvious that you're not allowed to, so therefore, we see that the halacha does not like follow like Rav Ashi in this second version. We continue the next Tuesday of Maskel. Let's begin with the words of the Gemara. B'lo yishalenu b'chulu. You're not allowed to lend him either to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos. El kadesh yigi lebeis, unless he could reach his house. Or Tuesday can explain the reasoning of Beishamah that say it's forbidden to lend or to sell an object to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, unless if he could get to his house before Shabbos. Which the Gemara brought this brisa that Tuesday is quoting from, that you're not allowed to do these things with a non-Jew from before Shabbos. So says Tuesday, loy mayri. Beishamah is not talking b'kelim the asur lebeishamah b'shem shvitzis kelim, that you're not allowed to sell him or rent him or lend him vessels, that the problem would be because those are vessels that, according to Bishama, if malacha is going to be done with it, it's a Jew's vessel that had malacha done with it. That cannot be the reason why he says, and I'll do it on Erev Shabbos, because as Taisa says, the filler b'riyah b'chamishin, because then even on Wednesday or Thursday would be forbidden to lend it or to sell it because it's still Shavisa's Kalim. And around this is Taisa, you're going to chalak u'shar d'vam, must be talking about clothing or other types of things that you don't do malacha with. So what's the reason why Bishama says forbidden on Erev Shabbos of a time of Shemaitza? The reason is because of transporting from one domain to another domain, where b'nir k'shlucha, it looks like the non-Jew who's taking it from the Jew, and he's going to be transporting it, a part of it on Shabbos, he looks like the agent of the Jew, and therefore that's going to be forbidden. As Taisa says, as Kedepir Shakun, like Rashi explains, that the problem here is it's Kaniri Kishluchai, but again, it's not because of the Halacha of Shri Zekelim, because then that wouldn't be just an Arab Shabbos, that would be even on Wednesday or Thursday.